talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
When the streets are golden, every chain is broken.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Chris Tomlin with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening 3 weekends from now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Charleston Fall Home Show, which also takes place at the Gilliard every August. And also, we organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which takes place every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we'll be talking with third-generation owner of Moloff's Plumbing Fixtures, Sarah Moloff, and as well as husband-wife team Betsy and Rich Glass with The Flipping Designer. Also, Russ Fogg with Garden State Lumber. And finally, Andrew Harris and Brad Codman with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Well, I did want to take a moment to fill you in on some details about the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's happening January 25th through the 27th. At the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And the Charleston Home and Design Show is our biggest show of the year. And it's always the most attended show of the two home shows we organize. Everybody this time of year has a project. And, through 2018, especially the latter part of 2018, you may have been thinking about what kind of projects you want to get done in 2019. And 2019 is finally here. And I know a lot of people think about their tax returns and how they're going to spend those dollars. And you probably have a long list of things that you want to do around the house, or maybe you're building a house, maybe looking to put in some outdoor living space or maybe a swimming pool. And a visit to the Charleston Home and Design Show is a great way to jumpstart the project. And again, it's happening January 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center. Friday, we always have free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. We've been told that our Friday's attendance is an industry leader, that of all the home shows throughout the country, Friday is typically a slower day, but ours is the exact opposite. Ours is very, very busy, and maybe it has to do with the fact that it's free admission, or maybe it has to do with just Charleston. You know, people like to duck out of work a little early, and you can come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, January 25th, and pay no admission. And we'll have $5 parking in the attached garage right next door to the Gilliard. They have a special event parking rates for that. Free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we have the VIP home show party on Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And tickets are $15 in advance, and you can buy those at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And we usually have some latecomers who come to the party, and we've had to turn them away in the past because we were at capacity. But if we do have any tickets available Friday evening, they're $20 at the door. And then on Saturday and Sunday, regular admission is $7 per person. And then we reduce that to $2 per person after 2 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. And I did want to let me kind of give you some of the highlights of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We're always trying to add new and exciting events to take place at the show. This year, typically on Fridays we have an event called the Charleston Architect Symposium, and that is for architects only. But this year we're expanding it a little bit to invite the public to part of the event, and taking place on Friday, just as the show opens from 11 a.m. until 11:45 a.m., we've got something called When Historic Meets Modern. And it's an educational outreach for architects and builders and suppliers and developers and also the public. And Charleston Home and Design Magazine is organizing a forum to enlighten and explain the process of how materials have been reviewed in the past in the historic district of downtown Charleston, and why in some particular cases certain materials were deemed acceptable and others not acceptable, along with the evolution of the bar's position regarding use of non-traditional materials. And this is the very first time that something like this has ever happened, not just at our show, but ever. And typically if you are looking to go before the Board of Architectural Review in downtown Charleston, you need to hire an expert like an architect to kind of guide you. And it's a lot of tribal knowledge of what is acceptable and not acceptable. But what we're doing, we've invited the City of Charleston architect Dennis Dowd. He's also the Director of Preservation, and he's making himself available for this open forum. And he, along with some other members of representatives from the Board of Architectural Review, will be kind of explaining, the process and enlightening, anyone who would like to attend. This is free for anyone who would like to learn a little bit more. I was talking to a friend recently who is building. He's a developer, and he's building some short-term rental property downtown, and he's kind of clueless when it comes to what kind of materials are allowed and not allowed. And he said he got really excited when I told him about this, and said, I'm definitely going to be there because this will save me a lot of time and money that might be wasted trying to put some kinds of building materials in their house that may not be allowed. But that's happening from 11 a.m. until 11:45, When Historic Meets Modern, an open forum at the Gilliard Center at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Then we've also taking place on Friday. This is something I'm really excited about. It's something called we're calling it the Swimming Pool Panel of Experts. And we have gathered some of the best, most reputable local pool companies, experts from these pool companies, who are going to be on hand to answer questions that they get most often from customers, and questions that they think every homeowner that might be thinking about maybe installing a new swimming pool in their backyard, what they need to know before they take the plunge. And that's happening on Friday afternoon. Also taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the free design consultations for homeowners. Since 2004, since our very first home show, we have arranged to have professional interior designers who are volunteering their time to offer free design consultations to the public. And so you can reserve a time slot, a 20 to 30 minute time slot, to talk to an interior designer about your project and get some great free advice from those interior designers. And we're expanding it this year. For the first time ever, we're also going to include architects. So if you would, if you're thinking about building a new home, or you've got a big remodel, and you've thought about maybe sitting down with an architect, thinking that that might be a good idea, this is a great opportunity. It's completely free, and you can reserve a spot either on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to meet with an architect or an interior designer. Just by calling the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office, and we're at 843-577-7652. So the swimming pool panel of experts, the When Historic Meets Modern forum, and also the free design consultations for homeowners. We're also giving away, and there will be three different winners, all local. We always have local winners at the Charleston Home and Design Show. We're giving away a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats, a $2,000 low-maintenance aluminum pergola from Express Sunrooms, and a $2,000 heavy glass shower enclosure from Century Glass. And so you have three different locals will win one of those $2,000 prize packages. And you'll be able to register for that when you come to the home show either on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, January 25th through the 27th. I mentioned the VIP home show party. That's happening Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. So the show, the free admission for anyone on Friday ends at 6 o'clock. And if you'd like to attend the party, you can buy tickets for $15 online for the VIP home show party happening Friday evenings from 6 to 9. And that's sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing in Cambria Quartz Countertops, and we'll have an open beer and wine bar, and some delicious catered food that will be available. It's a great value, only $15 in advance. That would pretty much wrap up Friday. On Saturday, we've got a really, really exciting thing happening. When the show opens at 10 a.m., if you want to be one of the first 200 families to enter the Charleston Home and Design Show, and you will receive a free 12-ounce Tupelo honey gift from the Savannah Bee Company. And they're located down on King Street, corner of King and Wentworth. And while supplies last, if you're one of the first 200 families, you're going to receive a free 12-ounce Tupelo honey gift from Savannah Bee Company. I think they sell those for about $19. And that's you need to. That's with paid $7 admission to the show. That's required. But this is something we've been doing the last couple of years. Is we call it a premium with purchase, so that it just gives people a little extra incentive to come to the show. If you'd like a free 12-ounce Tupelo honey gift from Savannah Bee Company, be one of the first 200 families on Saturday morning, starting at 10 a.m. And then on Sunday morning, when the show opens at 11 a.m., you want to be one of the first 200 families to enter the show, and you'll get a free Tervis tumbler with lid. And that's with paid $7 admission to the show. And we're so grateful to the Tervis people on Market Street and corner of Market and Church downtown, for providing 200 Tervis tumblers with lids, and that's a really good value. And that's happening on Sunday for the first 200 families, starting at 11 a.m. with paid $7 admission required. We've also got some amazing seminars, free seminars taking place both Saturday and Sunday, and I'll share details with that next week, but we're kind of theming the seminars. We're calling it designer inspired, and we've invited a number of the top interior designers in Charleston to present different seminars both Saturday afternoon and Sunday. And you can get more information on that by visiting charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And then, on Saturday and Sunday, admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Sarah Moloff with Moloffs. How you doing, Sarah?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Sarah, take a moment and tell everybody about Moloffs.
So my grandfather started the business in 1941. He ended up closing it because of World War II, but he reopened it in 1946. So from that point, for about 30 years after, we were pretty much just a plumbing supply house, you know, with plumbers, and not necessarily a showroom, but as, you know, the demand began here in Charleston and, you know, needing higher end fixtures, we've kind of evolved and to now where we have like a 3,000 square foot showroom displaying all the latest and greatest of kitchen and bath fixtures.
Gotcha. So Moloff started off just kind of supplying pipes and
exactly.
You know, kind of the things that people aren't really that interested in looking at.
Right.
But today you've got this beautiful showroom on East Bay Street downtown, and the showroom has gone through a few different remodels and it looks fantastic. Can you kind of describe
Thank
what
you.
People will see when they visit Moloffs?
Yes, absolutely. So when they walk in, we still do have all the needs for plumbers and the fittings and pipes and all. But if you come on into the showroom, we have, all the freestanding tubs. We have the popular lines of, you know, Moen and Delta and the higher end fixtures as well of, you know, Roll, Newport Brass and different fixture lines there. We have toilets, freestanding tubs, all of the kitchen needs. So just a whole showroom, you know, displaying everything.
Yeah, all the wall space is taken up with displays of kitchen faucets and bathroom faucets and shower heads. And you've got that really cool shower room, don't you?
Yes, we do have a working display of all different types of shower heads and rain heads and handhelds.
Because that's kind of a tough purchase. You know, you're mainly looking at how the fixture looks, but until you get it home and use it yourself, it's kind of a mystery whether it's the right fixture for you.
Exactly. So we do have all the, you know, like I said, the rain heads and handhelds set up and working, so you can actually feel how it functions. And then in the kitchen area, we have a whole line of kitchen faucets that are set up to actually work, and you know, you can play with it and actually feel it before you buy it. So it's a good feature to have to actually feel it and touch it.
Oh yeah. Is like water pressure, is that one of the main things people want to make sure that the water is, you know, going to be high enough pressure to rinse your hair and things like that?
Exactly. And I always tell people, you know, the bigger the shower head, the less pressure you feel. So the smaller the head, you're going to feel like you have more pressure.
Right.
So it's always important to actually show my clients and our clients how the shower heads work.
Right. What is the process when someone is building a house or remodeling, maybe they're remodeling their bathroom or kitchen, when they visit Moloffs, where do you kind of start and take them?
Right. So whenever, you know, someone comes in, we'll take it, you know, try to keep it easy for everyone. We'll take it room by room. You know, I like to start in the kitchen and just kind of work from there through all the bathrooms and, you know, all the guest bathrooms, powder bathrooms, and of course the master bathroom. It's always the big ticket.
Right. And do you help homeowners in terms of, because this might be, you know, something that they might only be doing once every 15 or 20 years, picking out plumbing fixtures. Do you help guide them in terms of, when it's okay to maybe mix finishes and maybe, kind of some of the rules to make sure that they don't make a mistake?
Absolutely. So right now, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot of designers say it, there kind of are no rules with the mixing finishes. Everyone's doing it. A huge trend right now is the brass finish. And people are mixing the brass, unlacquered brass and satin brass finishes throughout the whole house. And, maybe their lighting is a different finish or, the hardware or something different. But a lot of designers are mixing things. I've seen that. It's a huge trend right now.
Gotcha. You know, when we were building our house, one of the we weren't one of these homeowners that has everything picked out in advance. I kind of envy those people, but we were sort of doing it as the contractor demanded. We have certain things picked out, and one of the things that surprised us was in the bathroom. If you're remodeling a bathroom or building a house, one of the first things you have to do is pick your bathroom fixtures because of that valve that goes into the shower. That's one of the first things that once the house is framed, when the plumber starts to do the rough ends, they need to know exactly what your shower is going to be looking like to put the valves in.
Exactly. So plumbing is actually the very first, one of the very first things that goes in, but it's also the very last thing. And unfortunately, that valve that you put in the wall determines what your shower, will look like, or, even your bathroom in general. So it's very important to come see us, and we'll kind of walk you through all the steps and to let you know what we need decisions on right now for your plumber and contractor. That way down the road, a couple months later, you're getting exactly the experience that you want.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What are some of the brands that Moloffs carries?
Yeah. So we've got, kind of like I mentioned before, the big brands that I'm sure a lot of y'all have seen and heard of, Moen and Delta, but we also carry the higher end brands like Roll, Newport Brass, DXV, California Faucets. So we've got something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you just said, Moen and Delta, those are very well-known brands, and you see those brands in the big box stores. And so that's something that makes people wonder, well, why should I go to an independent plumbing fixture company like Moloffs when I can just go to Lowe's? And certainly I'm going to get a better price at a big box store. But what I've learned over time is that the fixtures are actually manufactured differently. The ones for the big box stores use a lot of plastic pieces, for example, versus the higher end fixtures that you'd find at Moloffs.
That's correct. So the Moen and the Delta and all those lines, that you see at the big box stores are very different. They've actually kind of two different sides of Moen or Delta, and they make one line specifically for, your Lowe's and Home Depot, and then they make one line for the showroom. Mm-hmm. And although you see the name Moen, it is a completely different product. The parts and pieces are plastic from the big box stores, whereas all the parts and pieces are solid, metal. So if you were to hold a faucet from each place, ours will be a heavier material because it is the solid metal.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs is going to be a lot lighter because it is the plastic.
Right. And the manufacturers get a lot of pressure from the big box stores to, give us a price that's lower. And that's their answer is, okay, we can give you a lower price for our fixtures, but it's not going to be the same quality as you'd find at an independent plumbing fixture company like Moloffs.
Exactly. And there we have, a little bit better price point within each line of Moen or Delta, even Roll, the higher end lines. We can get you the price that you're looking for without going to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the temptation is sometimes people will bite at that the lower price, but the reality is you're going to be replacing that fixture sooner. You're going to be calling a plumber sooner because you've had a problem. And, everybody wants as low or no maintenance as possible in their house. So if you buy a quality fixture, like you'd find at Moloff's, right off the bat, you're not going to have the service issues down the road.
Right. So, and, you know, a lot of our companies that we work with, Moen and Delta again, and any of the companies are great as far as having a warranty. So if there is any issue with us down the road, we have sales reps and we have people and the manufacturers that stand behind their line. So we're able to get you any part or piece if something were to go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, how can folks get more information about Moloff's?
Yeah, well, just come visit us. We're at 530 East Bay Street. You can find us on, you know, on the website at moloffs.com, and just give us a call or shoot us an email, and we can take care of any of the needs that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that email, yeah, I emailed one of your coworkers, Jessica, recently and said my 14-year-old daughter's hair is shoulder length and she's using our shower now because she can't, the shower head in her shower is not rinsing it thoroughly. And, you know, we want to kick her out of our shower. So what's a good fixture? And Jessica got back to me right away with a good replacement shower head. So
awesome.
You guys are very responsive.
Well, I'm glad she could hook you up and your daughter up with a good shower head.
Exactly. Well, we have been talking with Sarah Moloff, and you are third generation. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Third generation.
Third generation.
My brother and I are down there with my dad.
Yep. Third generation Moloff at Moloff's. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we are talking with Rich and Betsy Glass with the Flippin' Designers. How you folks doing?
We're doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
Good. So you folks are a husband-wife team.
Yes.
You are interior designers, and how do you help homeowners?
Okay, well, the Flippin' Designer is a full-service interior design and project management company. We serve both commercial and residential clients in the greater Charleston area. We help clients with projects as, you know, starting as a furnishing a home, planning or managing, remodel or build-out project. We also work with contractors, builders, and architects who hire us to help their clients make the best design choices. The Flippin' Designer also helps clients who live far away from Charleston area so we can manage their projects while they're gone during the construction. We also help clients plan the project and get the decor ready once the house is finished for the construction to place all the furnishings.
Mm-hmm. So that word flippin' is going to throw some people off. So you can help people who are flippin' houses, right?
Oh, of course.
But I would imagine the majority of your work is done with people who are planning to live in these houses that they're building or remodeling.
Yes. I mean, we take the name flippin' not just for flippin' houses to turn them for profits. But, of course, we take that name because we like to transform houses. Mm-hmm. So we flip them into something new.
Right.
Flipping
a bad house to a good house.
Exactly. So renovating a person's house that they're going to live in full time or doing new construction. So we kind of, right. We do the full span of things.
Gotcha. And so for anybody who is maybe building a new house or planning to build a house or planning or remodeling their house now, how can Flippin' Designers help them?
Okay, because they can hire us to come in. We can do CAD drawings for them. To kind of give them a vision of what it's going to end up looking like. Also putting any like design plans together to place furniture in so they can see, you know how to place that as well for furnishings for the house.
Mm-hmm.
But if they start now and hire us, we can come through, get everything ready on the design aspect. So then when they hire their contractor, it's a faster, smoother process. Everything's already picked out. And then, of course, the contractors are going to be happy as well because they can focus on, you know, turning that house over, you know, is faster than spending a lot of time with the client when we can help them do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that worn out phrase, time is money, is really quite true, though, when it comes to building or remodeling your house, because you may have a construction loan that has a specific end time on it. It might be a year that you have to finish construction. And if you're like some homeowners, who don't pick everything out, don't make all their selections in advance, they might be kind of doing it on the fly. And there's that old thing about the builder calling up and saying, I need you to pick that tile by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that pressure of getting the selections done and the thousands of decisions that have to be made when you're building or remodeling. I would imagine that you folks at Flippin' Designers, that's one of the best things that homeowners appreciate about what you're doing to help.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, it's not just the organization of it too, but it's the aspect when contractors call and say, okay, the tile has to be picked up by tomorrow. It's the cost factor that comes into play too, because now you're in a hurry, so you don't have time to budget what's going to be best for my client's pocketbook. Mm-hmm. So we can help save that aspect of it. Now we have more money for furnishings as well. So it's a whole package deal that really helps the client.
We can definitely help keep the contractor on schedule by mm-hmm. having everything pre-planned, pre-ordered, set on site for the contractor so the tile guys are ready when they need to be. All the finished materials are there, the flooring guys. You know, you don't want to have your flooring contractor scheduled for a certain time and the material not come for 3 more months. It definitely throws a project back, like you said, and that's definitely something we help people keep on track.
Mm-hmm. Plus, also, it's the uniqueness of it. The way we style and design, it's giving the client something that their neighbor doesn't have next door. Mm-hmm. So they're actually getting more than just the 1-2 things that we do offer. So it's a lot of fun as well, and we help the client direct them into how they can get the biggest spaces out of something. You know, colors, transforming different things, tile versus, you know, wood. A lot of people are doing shiplap and everything a little bit differently too now, and starting to switch back over to maybe the vintage brick. So there's a lot of fun things that we offer with this whole package that the client, you know, has something completely different and unique as well.
Right, right.
So it makes it fun.
Yeah, you invite your neighbors over and, we have that same flooring. And
exactly. So we give something unique. We definitely give a unique product. And again, if you go to our website, theflippindesigner.com, you'll definitely see the uniqueness that we offer.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are some builders in town that have their own in-house interior designer, and they go around to the different showrooms and kind of hold the hand of the homeowner to help them make those selections. But the vast majority of builders are kind of like they have maybe 1 or 2 employees, and those are you know, construction supervisors visiting the job site. Their thing is building the house, not necessarily holding the hands of the homeowner. So contractors, you folks have worked with contractors where they've kind of subbed that out, that aspect out to Flippin' Designers.
Yes. Just like I said, it's easier for them so they can focus on the build out. And we not only, you know, work with the client hand in hand to get them through the process of the building, but the finishes and all that. So it kind of just relieves the pressure off the contractor. And then it helps him with his other job sites that he has as well. So, I mean, it's kind of like a whole package for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, even with the architects that we work with too. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier for a little bit of everybody and less stress, I should say, too. Mm-hmm.
The other great thing for us is we're not selling a design house, so we're not locked into 20 projects or 20 products, I should say. So when a client comes to us and they have a vision for a room, we have, you know, the world of materials to bring in. We're not trying to push a specific type of material that you might have 1 of 3 because they're building 100 or 200 houses, so they're stuck with a product line. We're able to open the markets up for a homeowner to help their vision come, you know, come at a better price, and they get more for their money.
Exactly. So we do so many trade shows that we go to. Rich and I, we're constantly at a lot of different places too to find out what new products are out there, versus just having the standalone showroom mm-hmm. with like 20 pieces of tile to pick from. We have endless tiles. I shop everywhere all over the country for products, no matter what budget that anybody has. So that's why every house is a little bit more unique than copying your neighbor's house.
Well, and that sounds great, but that can also be a negative in terms of the homeowner being overwhelmed with a million different tiles to choose from, and you're going to help a homeowner kind of narrow it down and make
they're definitely going to only get a few samples to choose from. It's just meaning that we can actually pull from different areas.
Sure.
So we don't have, you know, just 20 tiles to pick from at one location. So what we're able to do is, you know, whatever we decide to pick from, you know, no matter if it's online or local, we only give them a few choices, of course, where the client doesn't get overwhelmed.
Sure.
But I'm just saying our products can be, you know, reach from a lot of different resources than just, you know, in the local area.
Yeah, no, I can see how that could be a big, big help for homeowners.
And cost-wise as well, too.
Right. You know, there's a specific flow that a construction project goes through, and most people don't remodel or build a house more than a couple times in their lifetime, and so they may not realize what they have no idea how to remodel their house and what choices need to be made when. And
it's not what it looks like on HGTV.
Oh, no. That's not reality. And who would want a house that's built in 24 hours or something like
that?
Yeah,
you don't want that either.
But that's your expertise is you folks know the rough in schedule and when the valves need to be chosen for the bathrooms and specifically what needs to be chosen when to help the homeowner keep on track.
Well, yes, we do. And I think the biggest thing is, too, is when we do a first consultation with a client, depending if it's a small renovation to a large renovation, the biggest thing we do is we walk through the home with the client. You know, we've seen so many things from, you know, they want definitely the beams taken out of the house and they want the ceilings lifted and you go on the outside of the house and you can tell it's starting to cave in. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can look for to help clients make the next decision on what they're going to do or opening up walls and stuff like that. So that's where, you know, we come in and we throw it on a CAD as well to give them, you know, what things can be done where they think, oh, I'm going to take $50,000 and I'm going to knock two walls down and open this kitchen, and they're not able to do that. Mm-hmm. And we want to save them that time, the money, and all that from going through that. And then, of course, re-roofing part of the house. So there's a lot entail to, you know, meeting with the client, going over exactly what their vision is on a renovation. As far as, you know, like a build of new construction, depending if they already work with an architect, we can, you know, work with that architect as well and see what their design features are that we're going for.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you about the Flippin' Designers blog and the favorite house that you folks have got. Tell us about that.
There's a house that we did. We actually named it Victory Farms from one of our clients' names. And basically what she was looking for is a modern farmhouse. And so it was one of our favorite projects. And the reason why it was is basically my client just handed the key and said, hey, do it. I love your design. She goes, I've been following you. I just want you to do it for me. I want to be surprised just like the TV show. Mm-hmm. So we came in, did a full house renovation, and we did the whole, it was like a 2,200 square foot home. So we did the whole entire house, and it was fun because we got to take the small little closet, there was no master bath. So we got to take a closet and transform it into a master bath. So now it just raised her property value to a three bedroom, three bath home. So a lot of fun things that we can find in homes that, you know, most maybe, you know, clients are not seeing that they can have beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm. And, well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about the Flippin' Designers?
Okay. They can actually go to our website, which is theflippindesigner.com. You can follow us on Instagram at theflippindesigner. Also, you can go on Cottage and Bungalows National Magazine. I write a weekly blog for them. So you can go to cottageandbungalowsmag.com and you can see and follow my blogs. I write weekly for them. So, and they follow me to all my renovations.
Mm, very good. We have been talking with Rich and Betsy Glass with the Flippin' Designers. Thanks, folks. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and on the phone we've got Russ Fogg with Garden State Lumber. How you doing, Russ?
Doing good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Russ, take a moment and tell everybody about Garden State Lumber.
So, Garden State Lumber, we are we're a distributor of high-quality moldings and exterior cladding products. As of right now, we're based out of Oakland, New Jersey. In early 2019, we're going to be opening up a new distribution facility in West Columbia. That specific location is going to service all of North Carolina, South Carolina, and into Georgia.
Uh-huh.
We distribute our products through all the local retail lumber yards, Buck Lumber, Southern Lumber, a lot of the different companies that advertise in your magazine, actually.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of different moldings, millwork products, architectural accents, and the like.
Good deal. Well, let's kind of enlighten our listeners to how Garden State Lumber can help homeowners that are maybe building a new house or remodeling their house. Let's start with the outside of the home. How can Garden State Lumber help create a beautiful exterior of someone's home?
Well, there's a few different products that we carry, and some of the readers may actually be familiar with the new cedar product that we carry. Actually, we're doing an advertisement in the magazine this month that's got the new cedar product featured on it. So, new cedar is a it's a PVC cladding product with a 25-year warranty on the paint finish. We distribute that product through, again, all the local retail lumber yards, but we've had a lot of success with it in this coastal market. You know, where a lot of products that we have issues with the finish kind of lasting a long time on there, or we have a lot of decay issues in such a high humid climate. The new cedar product that we distribute is a fantastic product.
Gotcha. So the new cedar mills. Exterior siding and exterior trim products. These they mimic the look of real wood siding and shingles and clapboard, but they're made out of PVC. And so, what's the advantage of using the New Cedar Mills products on the exterior of your home versus using real wood products?
Well, you've obviously got the longevity of PVC. Obviously, we all know that PVC doesn't rot. Typically, when people think about PVC, though, they think about, you know, certain plumbing applications, I would assume. The PVC that we use in the new cedar is formulated a little bit differently, which gives it, much better pliability. So when we utilize that type of PVC on the outside of the house, we've got a heck of a lot more uses for it. Than a typical PVC. But when you're talking about, you know, its benefits compared to wood, obviously you're not going to have the rot. And with the paint finish that we put on there, you don't ever have to really worry about painting your home again. Mm-hmm. Again, 25-year warranty on the paint finish is what's really key. Typically with wood siding and red cedar shingles, for that matter, you're going to be painting those once every 5 to 7 years. So there's very, very, very little maintenance that goes into these things.
Mm-hmm. Does the new Cedar Mills exterior products can they be painted any color, or do they come just in certain colors?
Well, all of the products are available in 13 standard colors. And that's for a base price that you can get them in any custom color. There are some limitations as far as how dark we can go with the color. But as long as you stay in the color range that's acceptable, I mean, there's really limitless possibilities on what color you can use.
And a lot of like the upper end custom builders and architects who design some of the really nice houses out on Kiowa and Seabrook, they're already using New Cedar Mills exterior siding in when they spec a house, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a lot of luck. We've had a lot of luck over the 10 years that we've been selling the product into the Charleston market. Architects and homeowners and builders have really, really jumped on board with it. But we're not only seeing it in high-end houses. We're seeing it, in the lower end of the spectrum as well, just because they understand the value, of not having to paint this stuff. So we've used it on houses that are, $300,000 houses, and we've used it on, $5 million houses.
Gotcha.
So it's not just the high-end market.
Right, right. I think architects and custom builders will tell you that the Charleston area is a harsh environment, which kind of flies in the face of what everybody thinks. They think of Charleston as this beautiful place to come and go to the beach and do different things. How could Charleston's environment actually be harsh? What are they referring to when you hear an architect talk about the harsh environment in Charleston?
Well, if we go back a little bit, I'm actually from the Northeast, and I worked for a company called Liberty Cedar before I worked with Garden State Lumber. They actually have two locations. I worked with Liberty Cedar up in the Northeast at their Rhode Island warehouse, and you think about an environment up there as being harsh. You've got the summers, you've got the winters, you've got snow, you've got rain, you've got salt, and that is a tough environment. When I moved down to Charleston, this environment does things to wood products I didn't even know was possible. So when you talk about a harsh environment, it's just the amount of humidity that we have. It's the constant UV from the sun. We're 1,000 miles closer to the equator when you come down to Charleston from the Northeast. So it does some things to wood products that are just, you know, it's really tough for those things to stand up. So you're going to start to see, and we've started to see it a lot more here in recent years, is man-made products kind of taking over for, you know, natural products that were typically used, you know, in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. There's been a lot of advances in technology that allow these products to mimic the real look, you know, the look of real wood. But they've got much, much better durability, and Charleston's a perfect place for those products. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got the salty air, we've got humidity, we've got the strong UV rays that are, you know, wreaking havoc on wood products on the outside of your house. And, you know, if there's one thing that's for sure is homeowners want as little maintenance as possible once and especially ones that build a new house, they say to themselves, hey, we've hit a plateau. We don't have to do much on our house anymore because it's brand new. But the reality is every home needs some kind of maintenance. And the new Cedar Mills exterior products, those are very, very low maintenance products compared to wood.
Comparatively speaking, yes. You know, it is a tough nut for people to swallow at the beginning of a project, right? You know, when you're looking at new cedar versus you know, maybe another synthetic material like fiber cement, or you're looking at it versus a product like wood. There is you know, a higher cost involved when it comes to the new cedar, but If you look at what it costs to paint the entire exterior of a house, or just the siding of a house, 5 to 7 years down the line, once you've done that 5 years later, you've already outspent what you would have paid up front for the new cedar.
Mm-hmm.
So it easily pays for itself, and we've seen it time and time again when people actually use real wood and then have to come back and, you know, like I said, 5 years later, they don't like the color, or they've got mold all over it, or it needs to be power washed. You know, one side of the house looks different from the other. So yeah, there's just a lot of maintenance in it. Now, it is more expensive for the to use the new cedar, but you know, there's reasons why.
Yeah, sure. Well, you get what you pay for too. So, people building quality custom homes, they understand that. We're almost out of time, but I did want to mention a couple other products that Garden State Lumber is known for. That's the Nantucket beadboard for the interior. And people are putting up wainscoting and beadboard and shiplap on interior walls like crazy these days. It's like the sheetrock is nobody wants just sheetrock anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the intricacies of millwork on the higher end homes is just, you know, it's there's a wow factor when you walk inside a lot of these houses. And if you think about the labor that it takes to put up individual pieces of, you know, a 1x4 tongue and groove product, or a 1x6 nickel gap product, if you will, the Nantucket beadboard product is an MDF sheet product, which actually goes up in 4x8, 10, and 12-foot sheets. So it cuts the labor time, astronomically.
And you don't have any seams that you have to cover up or anything?
Don't have any seams. You know, depending on how you run the sheets, you know, you won't have any seams.
No. The bottom line is you know, when you have friends and family over, they're not going to know that these were not individual boards. They won't know that this was 4x8 sheets of beadboard going up.
Exactly. I mean, the profiles mimic that of what, you know, the real wood looks like. The big thing here is cutting down on installation time. And you and I both know labor is the biggest factor when you're building a house. So anytime you can cut down on labor when using sheet goods like that is just huge.
Right. And then the other product that Garden State Lumber is promoting in Charleston Home and Design magazine is the Metro Collection of timelessly modern moldings, and we're almost out of time, but we'll talk about that one next time. And people can go to your website and learn more about all three of these different products, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So real quick, the Metro Collection, that's one of the modern collections that we have in our molding catalog. We've got 1,000 different molding profiles in our molding catalog, and all of them are available at our website, GardenStateLumber.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Russ Fogg with Garden State Lumber. Thanks so much, Russ.
Appreciate it, Tim. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Andrew Harris and Brad Codman with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you gentlemen doing?
Good. Great, thank you.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
All right, so we have been in the business for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
We are located on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot more than just gutters. We do replacement windows, bath remodels, vinyl siding, as well as insulation.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So let's talk about gutters, because we've had a lot of rain lately, and so that's probably been on people's minds. And why do people need gutters to begin with on their house?
So what gutters really are is a water management system. So it's taking that water away that's hitting your house and putting it away from your house. Instead, it's not going underneath your house, causing any rotten wood, going away at your foundation, causing any trouble in your crawl space.
Mm-hmm. So you want to manage the water. You don't want the water to come off your roof and then just land right down next to your foundation, because standing water can attract termites. It can create various problems, you know, rot around the around your foundation and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Water's very damaging.
What if you've got gutters on your house now, but they've gotten clogged and they're dripping on a sunny day? So what is it about the Ultimate Gutter Guard gutter that is different from traditional gutters?
The big difference is the gutter guard. So with that gutter guard, you'll never have any clogged gutters ever again. You'll never have to get on the ladder and risk falling, because with our gutters, you'll never have to get back on the ladder. And how that works is only water gets in there, so no pine needles or anything small is going to get in your gutter except for water.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Your name, Ultimate Gutter Guard, so is there some sort of a screen or a hood over the gutters?
Yes, it's a hood.
It's a hood, okay. Because screens can just end up collecting debris as well, right?
Correct. Some screens, algae can build on them, and those pine needles still can get stuck in them,
mm-hmm.
causing them to clog.
Gotcha. So there's a hood over the gutters, and that keeps out all the debris, but it very efficiently collects the rainwater coming off your roof.
Correct.
Gotcha. So we've got the gutters, and what happens when you're installing the gutters and maybe you're replacing some older gutters that weren't working effectively, and there's some rot on the fascia boards or things like that. Do you folks make those kinds of repairs before you put up the new gutters?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. So when we come out there for that consultation, for that free estimate, we're not just coming out there for an estimate, we're doing a full home inspection too. So we'll get up on those ladders, make sure you don't have any rotten wood on that fascia board. And if you do, we'll give you a solution how to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't just put a new gutter system on bad fascia.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fix everything for you.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the other products that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern can help with. So, windows, replacement windows. We're in the cold season, and if you've got old windows at home, you've probably felt the some of the drafts that can come from your old windows. How can Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern help with replacing those windows?
Okay, so if you do feel a draft or you feel the cold or heat next to a window, that means they're not very energy efficient. And if windows aren't very energy efficient, that means your energy bill is not where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
With our windows, you can save up to 20 to 25% on your energy bill, because
mm-hmm.
we have a low E and high argon gas.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so you're bringing in new windows, and that's going to create kind of an airtight seal around those windows. And are they vinyl windows?
They are. They are. Plus, they come with a lifetime guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever had any type of problems, you're out mowing your yard and something happened where the glass broke, which would be very difficult, by the way. You open up the actual window itself. There's a little number on the side. You call us in the number, and we'll actually bring out a sash and replace that for mm-hmm. you for the life of the home.
Gotcha. And they're vinyl windows, and as the saying goes, vinyl is final.
Vinyl is final. I've heard that for many, many years, and it's all pure virgin vinyl.
Gotcha. So you folks can help with windows, replacement windows, and then tell us about the product that you can help people with in the bathroom.
Great. So we just deal with the wet space, meaning your shower or your tub. We do fully custom walk-in tubs and walk-in showers.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that need more handicap accessible tubs, we do Kohler.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kohler walk-in tubs.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those advertised.
And we're actually the only people in the Southeast that can sell the Kohler tubs.
Mm-hmm. Is Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, are you folks putting a liner over the existing tub, or are you taking out, removing the old tub and tile?
Yeah, great question. So what we do is we rip out your existing tub because we want to make sure the foundation is not rotted away and can support our product,
because
we don't want to put something brand new on something that can't even support it.
Okay. What happens if somebody's experienced a leak over a number of years and there's some, you know, there's more repairs that are necessary?
With our product? Or?
Yeah, if you're replacing someone's tub, what happens if you run into a problem with some water rot on the subfloor or something?
Just like any of our other products with fascia board or anything like that, when before we put anything over anything, we have to replace the rotted wood.
Okay.
So any type of repairs with plumbing, sometimes we get into, we have to replace that. That's why we have certified plumbers.
Okay.
On staff.
Good deal. And did you say that Ultimate Gutter Guard can help with siding as well? Was that one of the products?
Yes, we can do vinyl siding.
Vinyl siding. Yeah. Okay.
And our siding is actually insulated, so it helps with the energy bill as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you folks are very understated. You call yourself Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, but you've got quite a few other products that would probably surprise people that you can help them with. Did I miss anything? Are there any other products that Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern can help with?
We can do insulation in the attic space.
Insulation. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's more like a radiant barrier.
Uh-huh.
And just a space saving, more like a more energy efficient way of insulating your attic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good deal. Well, one visit by Ultimate Gutter Guard, you could probably point out quite a few different parts of the home that could be improved. Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Well, they can visit the office on Rivers Avenue or next to Trident Tech, or you can see us in a retail location at Sam's Club by Tanger Outlets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good deal. And on the web?
On the web, it is gutterscharleston.com.
GuttersCharleston.com. All right. Well, we have been talking with Andrew Harris and Brad Codman with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.